What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Talking a Bunch of Hoopla. Before I get into the meat and potatoes, I want to give you guys the first week NFL scores, because not everybody's able to watch it, not everybody's able to keep up. And yes, I know today's Monday. I'm a little late posting this. I apologize. I got a little caught up with some shit earlier, but nonetheless, no excuses. So I'm sure most of you are aware that you had the Chiefs beat the Texans Thursday, 34-20. Then you had the Bills beat the Jets 27-17. The Packers beat the Vikings 43-34. The Washington football team, which Dan Snyder says he may keep, which is a terrible fucking decision in my opinion. They beat the Eagles 27-17. The Baltimore Ravens. Boom, right there. Make it look nice. Hold on. Okay. Destroyed the Browns. 38-6. Shocker. The Jaguars, surprisingly, beat the Colts 27-20. The Raiders beat the Panthers 34-30. The Bears beat the Lions 27-23. Seahawks beat the Falcons 38-25. The Patriots beat the Dolphins 21-11. Chargers beat the Bengals 16-13. The Cardinals beat the 49ers 24-20. Having DeAndre Hopkins definitely worked out for them. He had like 14 receptions for 151 yards. Something nuts. The Saints beat Tom Brady's Bucks 34-23. He's also the first player to throw a pick six in the last three games since 2013, which was Matt Schaub and Blaine Gabbert. So congrats to him on that. The Rams had beat the Cowboys last night 20-17. And then tonight we have the Steelers versus Giants and Titans versus Broncos. But now on to, you know, what I really want to get into. So as I'm sure some of you may have heard, some of you may have not have heard about Dak Prescott. So he recently came out and was talking about how, you know, when COVID hit, he got really depressed and all that, which is fair. I mean, it'll happen very fast. And it was just such this, you know, you all are aware. I don't have to really explain it like that, but. And then also, on April 24th, his brother Jace had took his life. You know, he committed suicide. And it's always tough losing somebody, especially that way. And as someone who, this is a trigger warning as well for anybody listening who wasn't aware. Earlier this year, I had my own battle, you know, with my depression, where I was very, very close and had a plan to take my life. It was a very dark time. It was like rock bottom, doesn't even describe it. It was like below rock bottom. But thankfully, you know, with some professional help, I was able to get the right help I needed to get back on track. And now I'm good. You know, I've been on medication, went through a lot of intensive therapy. So now I'm okay. Like, everything's good now. The, you know, future's bright, just to clear that up. But Skip Bayless decides he's going to go on his show Undisputed with Shannon Sharp and talk about, you know, his opinion on everything like that. But me also give some context to what Dak Prescott said before I do all that. So apparently that his brother Jace had shot himself. He was 31 years old. He goes, I mean, obviously tears and tears and tears of his initial reaction. I mean, I sat there and tried to gather what had happened and wanted to ask why for so many reasons. It was like this sense of all these emotions coming out off of my back. Jace was also the primary caretaker of their mother, Peggy, while she had colon cancer up until her untimely death in 2013. So, of course, like having COVID happen and then this happen and probably still dealing with his mother's death, it's a lot going on. He goes, although this quarantine and this offseason, I started experiencing emotions I've never felt before. Anxiety for the main one, and then honestly, a couple of days before my brother passed, I would say I started experiencing depression and to the point of I didn't want to work out anymore. I didn't know necessarily what I was going through, to say the least. Haven't been sleeping at all. Let's see, what else did he say? Mental health is a huge issue, and it's a real thing in our world right now, especially the world we live in, where everything is as viral and everyone is a part of the media, I guess you can say. you can get on social media and be overcome with emotions or be overcome with the thoughts of other people and allow that to fill their heads when those things aren't necessarily true. Whether it's getting likes on Instagram or something being viewed or being bullied or whatever it may be, all those things can put thoughts into your head about yourself or about your situation in life that aren't true. I think it's huge. I think it's huge to talk. I think it's huge to get help, and it saves lives. And I give him credit. You know, he's a quarterback in the NFL, lost his brother, you know, still dealing with passing of his mother. That's huge to talk about, especially because he has, you know, whether it's people his age, people older than him, younger than him, whoever look up to him because he's, you know, quarterback of the Cowboys. You know, even if it was like Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady or Drew Brees or Cam Newton or Lamar Jackson or whoever. All these guys have people that look up to them. And the fact that he is, you know, becoming more vocal about his mental health issues is great because that just shows, in my opinion, his vulnerability to his teammates. Like, hey, he's like, yo, I'm going through some shit and it sucks. You know, it's as someone who shut down, I just, for years, just kind of never really talked about how I felt, you know, to the extent of where it was for a while. And, you know, it's not a good thing to do at all. It sucks. You know, bottling it up and then eventually that cork's going to pop and then we don't, you know, you never know what could happen from there. Because I had got to a point a lot worse than where Dak was, where I was just numb to everything. I had no interest in anything. Nothing mattered. I didn't listen to music because I had lost interest. Going to work, I was fucking miserable all day. Getting up out of the bed, I was miserable. You know, being alive was just miserable. So I was just like, I've had it. You know, I was dealing with depression for 10 years. I had gone through all this therapy, took all this medication, going through all these processes of trying to get better, and nothing seemed to work. So I was like, I had come up with a plan to do everything, you know, and it was going to happen, but due to certain events, it didn't. But Skip Bayless goes on his show, and I'll play the clip in a second, about his opinion on what Dak Prescott said. And I'll give my opinions afterwards, because I'm just going to get very, very upset about all this, but here we go. Here's the full clip, and by the way, I do not own the rights to this clip. This is all owned by Fox and Fox Sports and Undisputed, so just to clarify that. So here we go.
Good for him. Suicide is something that's very personal to a family. A lot of times people try to keep that under wraps because of
now,
how...
Now, if I get this straight, he said he went through this period because of the pandemic and the quarantine before his brother committed.
Before.
Okay, just for the record.
Right, yes, yes.
He didn't say he was depressed because...
No. He was depressed because of, as you mentioned, the quarantine.
Yes.
But he says his brother's been dealing with things.
That's a whole nother... Yeah,
right.
Okay.
But I'm saying the reason why I believe Dak is opening up about this is because...
Okay, that's fine.
He felt that because his brother never opened up, he never came to grips with transpired with his mom because he was home watching what the cancer was doing to her.
Yep.
And he really never opened up about it. And Dak says, I don't want to travel down that road. I want to share with someone what's going on with me and that I wasn't in a very good place. And I think the thing is, Skip, is that him opening up about it, because we didn't know. We just thought it was just natural causes. And I guess some people knew. Obviously, the coroner knew, but that's information that you're not getting out. And how TMZ wasn't able to get this information, because they get everything. But for me, Skip, for Dak to share that information, clearly that's tough. They're a very close family. If I'm not mistaken, Skip, it's all boys. And this I think this was a family affair, because in the commercials that you see, Dak, I think Campbell's Chunky Soup, mm-hmm. Skip, is his brothers. And they do a lot of things. They're all involved in Dak's affairs. And I can imagine the anguish, the toil that it took on Dak, because, you know, like, man, we're finally starting to reach that plateau where we're growing up and, you know, thinking about what we're going to be and how we're going to do this for mom. And here we are finally starting to do this. And it just goes to show you, Skip, you never know what a person's going through. And no matter how good you might think it is, because you look at where Dak is ascending to, and there's no question that he's taking care of his brothers, he was dealing with something that money couldn't, you know, fame couldn't get him out of.
Yep.
And Dak says, you know, and... So my brother had some issues that he didn't seem to be willing to open up and share and talk about. And Dak says, that's not something that I want to do. I want to share it. I want to talk about it. I don't want to be in that dark place anymore. Mm-hmm. Because I can imagine, you know, going from COVID to brother suicide. Man, Skip, that's a lot on a young man's plate.
Okay. All well said from you. All very good points. I'm going to disqualify myself right up front on this question. I'm the wrong one to ask about this when it comes to him as the face of that franchise mm-hmm. of America's team. I'm going to ask our audience to feel free to go ahead and condemn me if you choose as cold-blooded and insensitive on this issue. I have deep compassion for clinical depression. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the quarterback of an NFL team, you know this as well as I, better than I do, it's the ultimate leadership position in sports. Am I right about that? Mm-hmm. You are commanding an entire franchise. What's the roster now? Is it 53 still?
53, but yeah. I think they got like 15 practice squad guys.
Okay. But you're commanding a uh-huh. lot of young men uh-huh. and some older men. And they're all looking to you to be their CEO, to be in charge of the football team. Because of all that, I don't have sympathy for him going public with, I got depressed. I suffered depression early in COVID to the point that I couldn't even go work out. Look, he's the quarterback of America's team. And you know and I know, the sport that you play, it is dog eat dog. Mm-hmm. It is no compassion, no quarter given on the football field. If you reveal publicly any little weakness, it can affect your team's ability to believe in you in the toughest spots. And it definitely can encourage others on the other side
yeah.
to come after you. You throw an interception, you're going to hear, you depressed number four? You know, get that yeah. sort of thing. You get sacked. How did that feel? You getting down about it? You just can't go public with it, in my humble opinion. So now I got to declare, who have I always been? I grew up I had a rough childhood, broken mm-hmm. home, just soaked with alcohol. Mm-hmm. I had some really low moments in my childhood. And I just kept fighting. I fought through every one of them. I've had some low moments professionally where some dark times happened. And you've been through it too. And you know, and I know, you just fight. You got to fight back. You can't give in to the depression. You try to rise above it because it's just how you're built. It's how I'm built.
Right.
I believe it's how that man is built. Rise above it. I got to tell you, it's been a long time since I was more stunned by quotes than what he told, I think it was Graham Benzinger in the interview right. that's going to air tonight, maybe?
I think the yeah. thing is, Skip, is that like you always tell yeah. me, you like to place yourself in that position.
I do.
And you probably wouldn't have shared what Dak shared.
You just can't, for the good of your franchise and your football team, and in the end, your own psyche.
But what good is that, Skip, if you don't share it, but you're dealing with it internally?
You just got to. I get what you're saying. Sometimes it's better just to get it out.
Yes, and that's what he's saying.
Okay. I just don't know if you're the quarterback of America's team, a team that I think has got a shot to get to this year's Super Bowl, yeah. certainly got a shot to win the division and make the playoffs,
right.
which they did not do last
but
year.
Skip,
you can't go public with that, even though you say this could help a lot of people out there
right.
who are truly suffering from a clinically diagnosed depression.
Skip, I think the thing is that you have to understand. I understand that he plays quarterback, he's the face of a franchise, but at the end of the day, I'll take all that away, he's still human. And there's a human element of this. And sometimes people think because we play this sport, because we're good at a sport, we don't have feelings, we don't have emotions. He's human. He's human. And think about this. It got so bad. His brother was dealing with something that he took his life. I would rather Dak share. I mean, because we've seen, we've seen athletes take their lives, Skip, because they're dealing with things mm-hmm. and because they didn't feel or they felt, and maybe they felt the same way what you're feeling right now. Man, I can't share this. I can't share this. I can't deal with this. I don't want anyone to know what I'm going
through. Talking about, you can share it internally. You can go see a psychiatrist if you need to. You can get all kinds of counseling. Right. You can share it with some of your closest teammates. Call up Zeke. Let's go sit and talk it through. I need to let you know what I was feeling. But we all went through COVID, some sort of depression.
But we handle things different, mm-hmm. Skip. Look, I give you a prime example. Okay, you can take boiling water. And now boiling water will harden the egg. It will soften the potato. Water, same thing. Boiling. Harden the egg, soften the potato. Mm-hmm. So you can't say because one way somebody handled it one way, that's the right way. Someone handled it the other way, that's the wrong way. That's the wrong way to look at it.
Just don't make me question whether you're made of the right stuff to stand up to that job, because that's a hard job he's got.
For me, Skip, he got there. You don't get to where he got without being... First of all, you don't get to where he got without being tough. And having losing a parent at the age in which he lost his parent... I believe he made of the right stuff. There's no question in my mind. I don't believe. I know he's made of the right stuff. He's tough. Some people, you'd be surprised. Or the things that guys, some of the toughest guys, how they operate behind the scenes. You've seen it. Some guys like to read. Some guys like to do a lot of different things that you like, that big old tough choker, he doing, he like that. Hey, at the end of the day, get the job done. I don't have a problem with Dak. I mean, and some people, Skip, might look at it like you. Dak, you know, you being this, you being that. But I'm not. And I think, Skip, I think what has happened, athletes are getting more and more comfortable telling that they're dealing with things. Because as you mentioned, when I growing up, athletes would have never, when you first started coming, they would never share this. When I first got in the league, as you mentioned, guys would have, I think now, Skip, we're at a different time now, because you're absolutely right. If he had said that in the 90s.
And I get, you can argue it takes more of a man to go public with mm-hmm. that. I get that. There's just this fine line between you played that position for that team and you're responsible for the psyches of 53 plus your whole front office and coaching staff. They're all looking to you to lead them. And I don't know. Look, if he said, I got really depressed and down after the suicide of my brother, right. I got you.
Right.
But he was talking about when the pandemic right. first hit. Well, did you have some dark days when the pandemic first hit?
I'm a guy, I stay home all the time anyway. Okay. So it ain't really doing anything. I just get on the highway and just drive and go somewhere.
I'll be the first to admit there are a few days in there where I thought, I'm not sure this network is going to survive
right.
this.
Right, right.
Did we miss a day? We did not miss a day. No. You were coming over to my place, right. and we were trying to do the show as best,
best we could.
Throw
yeah.
it together,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Because you got to keep
right.
fighting, right? You can't give in to it.
Yeah, it's good, but I think there was a big stigma, and it's starting to be lit, especially as a black man in America, and talking about mental illness.
Okay.
And
I think a lot of
black men deal with things, and because they don't want the shame, because they're going to be looked at as weak. And like I said, I don't look at it as being weak, because I believe you can be weak and not be vulnerable. I also believe you can be vulnerable and not be weak. So we got to get out of that, Skip. I just think the thing is, the way he handled it was the way. And I tried my best, and I used to do this all the time. Man, I wouldn't handle it like that. Well, unless you're under the exact situation, it's hard to say how you would or wouldn't handle a situation.
Yep, I agree. So I reiterate. I'm probably the wrong one to ask about this. And I could be completely wrong about yeah. this, but I stand by what I believe. This right. is the way I view what he's talking about.
Okay. Well, gotta respect different opinions here. And I respect Dak Prescott for having a voice in all this, because everyone deals with stress and loss right. in a different way. We can never put ourselves in their shoes exactly.
So, yes, as you can see, that was Skip Bayless's opinion on Dak Prescott. And I think a couple of days after that, he had apologized for what he said, and it was insensitive and all that. But in my opinion, I feel like the only reason he honestly said that was because Fox said something to him about saying something. So I don't think it was genuine. I'm sorry. Because you wouldn't have said that in the first place. And Skip, as someone who, and if you didn't catch the first part of this, as someone who deals with depression, it's not as easy as just fighting. You know, I was fighting with my depression for 10 years, if not longer. And I thought I was getting nowhere. I was trying constantly to do something to make it better, and it just wasn't working. So I was ready to take my life. I was. And then with the help of, I had, you know, I was talking to counselors, and, you know, them forcing me to tell, you know, my father what was going on, because he didn't know, because I don't talk about how I feel. I told him I was suicidal. I didn't want to live anymore. I was tired of it, tired of going through all this pain, this anguish, this sense of just being numb all the time, just losing interest in everything, and this feeling that, like, nothing is possibly going to make what I'm going through any better. You know, nothing can make me happy. Whether it's my friends telling them, it meant nothing, nothing mattered to me anymore. There were plenty of days when I was at work, just literally on air, like, how I called it was like airplane mode. I'm just going through the motions, just acting like everything's fine when I'm just inside, just slowly just ready to die. There were so many times in my head, I'm just like, and it's a dark thought, and this is also a trigger warning for anybody listening, that I was just hoping that I knew somebody that would just die so I can feel just something other than what I'm feeling. That's how bad I felt. And that's fucked up to think that way. And the idea that you're sitting there, this guy who has this huge platform, to sit there and pretty much mock him for how he feels, saying that, oh, you know, he's the Cowboys quarterback, and, you know, he can't do this, and he shouldn't, you know, basically saying he shouldn't feel that way because he's a quarterback, and it's, you know, he has to lead a team. But wouldn't you think him coming out and speaking up about this would make the team closer to him? Because he's like, hey, if he was like, guys, I'm struggling, like, this shit sucks, you know, I don't know what to do, you know, my brother's no longer here, and I'm not dealing with it well. I would imagine that would bring him a lot closer. You obviously don't see that. You obviously are someone who has most likely never dealt with any kind of depression or anything like that. I'm just assuming, going off of this clip, of course, and the things I've seen in the past. So you saying this is the most ignorant shit I've ever seen from any kind of analyst on TV ever. You have no right to speak on anybody's depression, how they're dealing with it. Just because you deal with something a certain way does not mean anybody else deals with this in the same exact way. That's such a garbage opinion. Now, I'm willing to have a conversation with him about this, or Escape, if you're seeing this, which I highly doubt. I want to talk to you about this, because you obviously don't get it. And I feel like your opinion is such garbage that you're only doing it because the network said something. I really do. Because you obviously do not care about Dak Prescott as a human being. You care about him only as a quarterback and as an athlete. The fact that you put him as a quarterback is more important than him and his mental health, which, if he doesn't have his mental health, and if it got worse and he eventually decided to take his life, then what do you say after that? You're going to say, oh, make some bullshit excuse about how he was this person who was struggling and this and this and that, and talk about how he was so special and all this, but yet while he's here and talking about how he feels, you're shitting on him on a public platform that's viewed by millions of people. So thankfully you have Shannon Sharp there, you know, being the voice of reason and telling you that you're wrong, that your opinion's just wrong, because it is. And that's anybody who feels any way about depression, because most likely you've never dealt with it or handled it at all. And as someone who's gone through it and gotten extreme professional help, because that's exactly what I needed, I'm on the other side. Unlike a lot of other people who just couldn't get through that fight, I'm a lot better. And I'm able to sit here because of that. But also being around other people who really get it is what helped me get better. Not everyone has that fight, all right? That's the big thing I want to get onto. Not everybody has that fight that you speak of where you can just keep going. Because for some of us, you fight for so long that you just get tired of fighting. You don't get the same results. Sorry, you get the same results every time and you don't get anything better. No, it doesn't get better. So you cannot sit there and tell me that he just has to keep fighting because he's America's team's quarterback. That means absolutely fucking nothing to me, and I'm sure a lot of people who feel the same way. And it's the most ignorant fucking thing you could ever say. So you pulling out this bullshit apology, if I was Dak Prescott, I'm not accepting it. Because you're just an asshole. You really are, just for doing all that. So, and I'm really trying my best to keep calm because you're talking about something that you don't understand. Which isn't very new to you, but that's not the point. So, Skip Bayless, if you see this, you're an asshole. I'm sorry. Actually, you know what? I'm not sorry. But if you'd like to have a conversation about this, I'm willing to do that. I'm not going to switch up my opinion at all. I am who I am. I'm just a person with, you know, an opinion, putting it on my podcast. So, I doubt whether he sees this or not. That's just whatever, but that shit is just so frustrating. That's like, I'm sorry. It's really annoying that, like, someone like that says some dumb shit like that. But nonetheless, on to other things, which I'm just still kind of like, I'm just so frustrated that I had to like even, it's just like I don't understand why it's that hard to figure out, you know, that he's a human fucking being, all right? Not everyone is the exact same way, because if it was, we wouldn't be where we are in fucking society, but you know. But he skipped Bayless, so obviously because he has a platform, he knows what the fuck he's talking about, so whatever. But I do want to say congratulations to the Boston Celtics. You know, you beat the Toronto Raptors in the Game 7, which was very close. You know, the biggest thing, of course, was their turnovers, which killed them in that Game 7. You know, they had so many turnovers, and every time the Celtics just capitalized every single time. You know, they're a good team. You know, they're really solid, especially Jason Tatum and Kemba Walker. Like, they figure that shit out. So, I mean, good luck to them against the Heat. That's going to be an interesting series. And now we're probably going to see the Lakers. And I'm not sure who's going to play between the Clippers and the Nuggets. When do they play exactly? Let me get that before I say anything. So, their next game is tomorrow, Tuesday at 9 o'clock, which I'll be able to watch, so I'm excited for that. Personally, I would like to see the Nuggets play against the Lakers and the Clippers, just because it's different. You know, I'm nothing against the Clippers, like, I like them, and they've played well, especially Paul George has played a lot better over the last few games. Right now, like, last game he had in game 6 against the Nuggets, he had 33 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, Kawhi Leonard, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. I mean, the Nuggets, though. Nikola Jokic, 34 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Like, these dudes are playing like crazy. Like, it's going to be an interesting Game 7, that's for sure. But if I'm going to be honest, now that my pick for the finals is out, I'm just interested to see who's next. But my guess for the finals is probably going to be Lakers versus Celtics. Celtics will win in 7. Lakers will win in 6 against the Nuggets. But that's just my opinion. You know, what do I know? You know what I mean? Like, what do I know? But I don't know. I'm still upset about this whole Skip Bayless thing. He's such a fucking asshole. But, you know, what else is fucking new? It's just so... it's just so frustrating. It really is. Because it feels part, like, I know he doesn't know me, but this feels like personal. Because it's like, I'm dealing with this shit. Like, I just got to a point in life where, like, I'm good. And it's just like, you have depression? Oh no. So sad. It's like, fuck right off. Thank you. And good night. But I mean, I just hope, too, besides all this, that if you're dealing with anything mental health-wise, that you're getting the professional help that you need, whatever it may be. You know, just please do what you can. If you have to go to the hospital, you know, do what you got to do. You know, please make sure that you're okay at the end of the day. Because as someone who's gone through this, and I'm, like, finally on the other side of all this for the first time ever in my life, you know, you have the ability to get better. It's tough. It's not easy. It takes a very long time. But I truly believe if you just try, that's better than nothing. You know what I mean? It's going to, again, it's hard to go through because everyone's different with how they react to everything. But you still got to try. Like, that's all. That's all you can really do is just try. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's nothing else I can really say to all that, but but yeah, so I'm trying to think of what else, because my notes are kind of just all over the place and everything. But Dan Snyder, apparently, like I said earlier, he wants to keep the Washington football team name if the fans adjust to it. Like, why make it difficult for yourself to do all that? Why would you want to keep that? Like, I don't understand it. It feels like because they already have it, he's like, we have it. It's fine. It's fine. We don't have to talk about it, okay? Like, it's fine the way it is. I don't know. No matter what this guy fucking says, he's an idiot. At this point, it's just like, I don't know. He's an asshole. But apparently, as of today, it seems like a billionaire Steve Cohen has reached an agreement to take the majority ownership of the New York Mets. This is according to ESPN, of course. It says here, the sale is subject to the approval of the Major League Baseball club owners. Once that hurdle is cleared, he'll assume full control of the franchise. At least 23 of the 30 owners will need to approve the transaction, which was announced by the club via an afternoon news release. I'm excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the Mets. After the franchise spoke with several potential suitors, he's a hedge fund manager and native of New York, entered exclusive negotiations to buy the Mets last month. An on-again, off-again discussion with Cohen's group finally picked up steam, and for all on August 28th, as both sides hoped to salvage a deal after previous agreement to buy the team fell apart. The emergence of Cohen as a winning bidder over a group led by A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez came days before the process was expected to conclude. While the Rodriguez-Lopez consortium said in a statement last month that it had made a fully funded offer at a record price for the team, its admission that they're no longer pursuing the acquisition of the team confirmed Cohen again had the inside tracked. So apparently he tried to do it before, but it fell apart and all that. And apparently he's been a lifelong fan of the Mets, so hopefully he can turn it around. I mean, because, you know, they're one of the franchises that's like, have their years and then just be shit, and then have like a good couple years and be shit again. And it's like, we need more consistency with the Mets. Like, even like here, they put a stat toward the end of the article. It says, since 2011, the Mets haven't carried a payroll in the game's top 10. Over that juncture, they finished with a winning record of only three times in advance past the wild card game, only once in 2015 when they lost in the World Series to the Kansas City Royals. You know, hopefully he can turn the team around. Hopefully he can bring the Mets back to maybe like where they were with, you know, like I said, back in 2014 or 2015 or whatever it was, or, you know, the Mike Piazza days or even the 80s Mets. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's super early and we'll have to see how it goes, but, you know, it starts at him. You know, Cohen's got to make the right decisions, and I don't know if, you know, if he's going to reset the whole front office or what they're going to do with that, or it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But I honestly don't know how long this podcast is going to be. I'm just going to... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long it is. I'm sorry that this one isn't the most... Intuitive or, you know, most informative or interesting podcast this week. Is just... the whole thing about depression and all that kind of got me kind of bothered and upset. So I figured... get out while the stove is hot before I fucking snap on camera. And no one wants to see that. I'm not going to snap. I'm just going to get angry. It's Skip Bayless more. And no one wants to see that. But, you know, thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Make sure you rate it. You know, follow it. Listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Anchor, Stitcher, Breaker. Anywhere podcasts are available every Monday. If you want to look at the video version, go to talkinghoopla.com. All the videos will be there. And I'll see you all next time.